None of the proposals make first offense drunk driving a crime, but an offender would have to appear in court in addition to paying a fine. Appleton Representative Penny Bernard-Shaber supports this proposal.
That means that we all have to be accountable. We can't just pay a bill and walk away and say, okay, fine and dandy.
Another bill makes second offense OWI a misdemeanor and fourth offense a felony, no matter how long ago a previous OWI occurred. Jamaat of Mequon authored all three bills. The Republican says tragic drunk driving cases in recent years indicate a need for tougher penalties.
Certainly, you know, when you hear about people getting their fifth and sixth and seventh OWI, whatever happened to them along the way wasn't enough to make them wake up and change their behavior and stop driving drunk.
Bernard-Shaber, a Democrat, supports penalties but is concerned about increased costs to counties.
Then we, the state legislature, should have to make sure that we have proper funding for making sure we do treatment alternatives and incarceration alternatives.
Mothers Against Drunk Driving supports all three bills and wrote a letter to lawmakers Monday urging passage. Frank Harris is state legislative director for MAD.
These bills are a first step, a very, very, very important first step to reforming Wisconsin's drunk driving law.
MAD says one bill regarding ignition locks is significant because it gets at offenders who are ordered to use one but never do. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.